Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek will talk about the laws of documents. We'll talk about two different types of documents at first that were written. Get Pashut Edav Mitocho. A regular, ordinary document has its witnesses sign on the bottom, at the end of the document, like one would think. Umkushar Edav Mi'ahorav. A tied document has its witnesses signed on the back of the document. We're mentioning here a tied document, which was a takana of the Hachamim, who were nervous that if Kohanim divorced their wives, they would be unable to remarry them. That's the halakha. Once a Kohen gets divorced, his wife is a gerusha, and he has the inability to marry her again. So therefore, in order to make the process go slower, the rabbis came up with this type of document, a tied document that was very difficult to prepare. And in the hope that the Kohanim would calm down in the interim while the document was being prepared, and they would decide not to divorce their wife. The document here was they would have one line written of that they would need on the document, and they would have a line of an empty space, and they would fold that written line on top of that empty space, and then they would tie it together, and then the second line, and then they would have an empty space under that, and they would fold it again and tie it. All of this simply to delay the process. It ended up looking like a fan. The document's text was written in a normal way on the front of the document, but they had, and that's what we're pointing out over here, the witnesses sign on the back of the document, each witness signing on the back of a fold. That was the halakha. That's what they did. And we're mentioning that it was really for the divorces of the Kohanim, but in order so that it would be known by people of how this worked, if it was written in a separate document, it would also be accepted, and it was a valid document. Pashut, shekatvu edav mi'ahorav. If a regular document had the witnesses sign on the back, which is not how it was done, umkushar, shekatvu edav mitocho, or a tied document where it had the witnesses sign on the front, shenehem pisulim. Both types of these documents are pasul. They're not written according to how the Hachamim tell us. The rabbis gave us certain instructions how documents could be written, and these did not follow them. Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel omer. Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel disagrees on the last ruling. Mekushar shikatvu aydav mitocho kasher. If you have a tied document, and the witnesses were signed on the front, on the bottom, it's considered to be kosher. Mipinesh yachola asoto pashut. Because a regular sofer has the ability to undo the tie on all of these. And if he undoes the folds, and then it looks like a regular document where the witnesses are signing on the bottom. Tanakama doesn't like that. Tanakama says it's a folded document that looks like there's empty spaces now, because if you're undoing the fold, there's empty spaces in the first few lines. So Tanakama says it's not either, or it's not a regular document, it's not a mikushad document anymore, so he doesn't like this document. If somebody hired a sofer to write a simple document for him, and then the sofer made a tied document instead, or the opposite. If he hired a scribe to write a tied mekushar document for him, and the scribe sofer prepared a regular document instead, we say that the shtar is generally invalid because it's not prepared in the way that the person wanted it prepared. But Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is going to disagree with that. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, hakol kiminhag medina. According to the Rashbag, everything is according to the custom of the community. If the custom of the community was to use either document, and the person asked for one document, but the sofer did the other one, according to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, that document is valid because the person doesn't really care how the document is prepared, he just wants it to be able to be used. So therefore, if it's the custom of the place that both of them are accepted, then we take the instruction of the customer, of the person who wanted it prepared, as simply a suggestion and not a commandment. We should take note over here, we're using the word get in the beginning of the Mishnah. Get traditionally means divorce document, but it doesn't always mean. Get also means regular document.